Joining us now at our studios is the mayor of Northfield, Rhonda Pownell. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. It's a little cold out there, but, you know, we made it.
But we're talking plants and outdoor stuff. So you brought a guest with you. I'll let you introduce her.
Yeah. So Shelley Evanson, our new horticulturalist. And I've had the pleasure of working with Shelley a little bit, even last summer. It's just wonderful to be able to have someone that has some dedicated skill set, professional understanding of plants. When you have a lot of land to manage, it's important to have the necessary knowledge and understanding of how to care for all of that land right here within the city of Northfield. And so I'm just so pleased that Shelley's able to be here and to help us as a city.
I want to backtrack a little bit before we get into talking with Shelley. The need for a horticulturist. We've just created that position this past year, so she's been on the job for less than a year now. Talk about when you identified the need for a horticulturist and the benefits you thought, and you, I mean just the city, as you're the spokesperson.
Yeah, well, let me just go back to when I was raising my kids. We would go to everybody's park. In fact, we went to every park in the city, but we would go to everybody's park, and there was oftentimes you'd be sitting there playing with your kids and just sometimes watching. But when there's like knee-high thistles in the place where there's supposed to be flowers, right, you start to think, something is not getting done. And so fast track, you know, many years later, I'm on the city council and I'm learning about our volunteers that are really helping to care for our pocket parks within the city, not necessarily trees or the big sort of infrastructure, if you could call it that, with your trees and stuff. We had volunteers, and our volunteers were getting up there in age 70 plus years old, and they would dedicate hour after hour after hour to caring for the land within the city, and primarily bushes, flowering areas. You can't always rely on your wonderful volunteers in your community because they're getting older, right? And so bringing someone on staff has been a need, I think, for a really long time. And I'm just really pleased that we have someone and that we're also ensuring that that department, our streets and parks department, is adequately staffed to be able to care for the over 500 acres of parkland. That takes a lot of people. So that's kind of the history, I would say.
And Shelley, tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, welcome to KYMN. Welcome to Northfield. Thank you so much for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your history, and your professional history as well.
Yes, my name is Shelley Evanson. I just started with the city in March, this past March of 2022. And I come with about 30 years of horticulture experience. So I started when I was a teenager working in high school as a personal gardener for an older woman. And then I went on to the University of Minnesota after high school and received my degree over 20 years ago. And then I worked for various garden centers since then and came to the city of Northfield last spring in March. And I really liked it so far, and it's been great. And there's lots of work to do, and I appreciate everybody's help as well.
March is really a good time to start. If you're the horticulturist, you can kind of get a start on spring before everything really springs. Can you give us an idea of what the horticulturist does, that your responsibilities, what you do on kind of a daily basis?
Yes, well, in the spring, it started out mainly just pruning the shrubs in late winter is the best time to do most of the shrubs, unless they are early season flowering. Then I wouldn't prune lilacs and certain shrubs that bloom early until right after they bloom. So it starts with that. Tree pruning is usually done by a tree service or, you know, people that have the proper equipment. I'll do some lower limbs, but that's usually hired out, or the Streets and Parks Department does a lot of it as well. And then in the springtime, we start cleaning up the leaves from last fall. We let those stay as long as possible. Ideally, we want to leave them through end of May, early June, if possible, for the overwintering insects and pollinators that are winterizing in there. So, and then my helpers come on usually in May or mid-May to early June. I have a couple helpers that help me with all the watering. The watering doesn't usually start until things start growing in May and June. When we put all the hanging baskets out, I have some helpers that help with the watering early in the morning.
Early before we even before I even sign on.
Yep, so I appreciate that they are out there doing that every morning. The hanging baskets get watered every day. Mm-hmm. And then I go through and help with all the planters. Every day we check on those as well, Monday through Friday. And then,
do you visit all the parks and all the places, public spaces?
Yes, most of the parks. If there's something of concern, I will check on those. But it's mostly, there's a handful of parks that I'm able to go to and with the perennials that are planted there and help take care of those. And then we have some annuals, as you mentioned, at everybody's park. But yeah, mostly I stay in the Riverwalk area and downtown area for the most part in the Bridge Square.
Now, I've noticed in my time here, I would imagine you've probably noticed some things too that really stick out and you think, well, boy, who did that when? You know, that tree's roots are bound. They're just circling right around the plant. And have you seen much of that? And is that kind of one of the things that you really have to look for?
Trying to be more careful about proper planting mm-hmm. locations for trees, especially under the power lines, because that's something I'm sure people have noticed. So we did plant a lot of new trees this past summer with two grants that the city received.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's focus on trees here for just a moment or so. Let's talk about those grants and the tree program you have going on now.
Yes, so before I started, two grants were received through the Minnesota DNR and also the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The Minnesota DNR granted an emerald ash borer grant because we haven't seen emerald ash borer yet, but we're continuing to monitor and watching for it because sometimes it takes 2 years for it to show up. But I haven't seen the signs yet, but I recommend if anybody does in the community sees anything to let us know and call the Streets and Parks Department, and I will come and take a look because we are continuing to watch for that. So with the DNR grant, we removed 100 ash trees last summer and replace them with trees to help diversify the canopy to prevent some of the insect and disease issues that might happen, and then make sure the right tree is planted in the right location. And so it was a little challenging summer because there was not a lot of rain last summer. So we had water bags on all of those, and we were filling those at least once a week with the help of the residents. Some of the residents were also helping us take care of some of the trees on the boulevard, and then the Streets and Parks Department would go around with the water truck and fill them up periodically.
Yeah, I just started noticing those water bags. Mm-hmm. Is that like a new invention? Is that something new on the market?
Yeah, it is a newer... It is newer, and probably in the last, I'd say, 10, 15 years or so, those have come around. And those work very well because they help the water, keep the water from running off and help it seep into the ground slower. So that helps. You want a good deep watering instead of infrequent waterings with trees because you want them to have good deep roots. So,
you know, speaking of trees, we've had... A couple of weeks ago, we had that ice storm and then heavy snow on top of that. And all of a sudden, the trees, you know, go from facing up to facing down.
Yes.
A lot of branches and stuff broken off. Is that something we should, as citizens, is that something we'd do in the wintertime? When do we, start cleaning up some of that stuff?
Yes. Well, I don't think the compost site is open quite yet, so you might have to pile them up until spring when that's open to bring those over there. If they're boulevard trees, you could call the Streets and Parks Department. Let us know that there's some broken branches there, and hopefully we can either come around and help clean up when we can, or if there's any hanging up there that you're concerned about that could be hazardous, make sure you call us and we'll take care of those that are in the right of way. If you have some on your personal trees, I recommend contacting maybe a reputable tree service to come because they have the safety equipment to get those down for you. So,
now, if it's something that you know the homeowner can do, I would say now a good time. I mean, because not too many people are going to get out there and climb a tree in their sorrels or anything.
Yeah.
But as far as trimming the trees, do you do that before they start leafing out in the spring, or do you wait till they become leafed out, or when do you start pruning those trees?
Yes, most trees, again, the best time to prune is late winter, so February mm-hmm. through early April is a great time to prune most things, unless, again, if they flower, like redbud trees, lilac trees, you don't want to cut off those flower buds if you want to enjoy those. So do that right when they're finished blooming. So.
Mm-hmm. Shelley Evison is with us. Shelley is the city's horticulturist. Shelley, let's talk about the things that you will be working on, you in the city. I mean, we're still probably a month or two away before any time you can really get out and start doing things. But what do you do now? Are you doing planting right now? And what will you be doing once the weather breaks a little bit?
Yes, I am doing a little planning with the gardens, but mostly right now I've been updating the inventory, the tree inventory in the city. So I've been walking mm-hmm. around measuring the diameters and checking on the condition of each tree. So, and there's over 12,000 trees documented in Northfield. So I will be getting through some of them this year. So it'll take a few years to get through all of them. But
I'm looking at downtown here. We've had, there's been trees that have been planted in the last 30, 40 years. It didn't make it, you know, so we've got like open spots, some places in the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get those, you know, are those a good place to grow trees? They certainly look beautiful. Are we going to get some of those replaced or removed? Or
I think we've been we planted a few new ones downtown mm-hmm. last season, so we're doing it as the budget allows. It is a very tough location, so again, you got to make sure you put the right tree in those locations that can handle the conditions with the sidewalks and the salt and the snow and, yeah, not a lot of water there. So
yeah.
So it's a little challenging to grow the trees downtown, but...
Now, when the spring does come, do you have a list of top priorities or projects that you would like to see getting done? Or, Rhonda, do you have? You look like you have some thoughts on this.
No, I'll let Shelley go.
Okay.
She's the one, she's the expert, right?
So. Yeah, well, so far I've focused on the areas that are well visited, such as like Bridge Square and the River Walk, mm-hmm. seem to be the priorities, and then Lions Park. And I have the help of the Garden Club down there, so nice. And they help out with all the plantings as well. So, mm-hmm. so I'm very thankful to have the Garden Club in town because they do a great job with they plan all the pots and which annuals to put in those. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, they really do. There's mm-hmm. a lot of hardworking people there.
And, yes, they are.
And their work. Is so obvious and evident. Mm-hmm. I mean, all over town, it's the flowers are beautiful, so it certainly mm-hmm. it doesn't go without being noticed. Mm-hmm. But that kind of brings us to volunteers. Yeah. Does the city do a lot of volunteers? Is it just the garden club? Can anyone who lives, you know, across the street from a park say, hey, you know, it's driving me crazy. If that garden's not weeded, can I just go over there and weed it? Can they do that? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yes, there is the Adopt a Park program through mm-hmm. the city. There's more information on that on the city website. Some parks have been adopted, but please contact the Streets and Parks Department if anybody's interested. I appreciate any weeding. I did find some nice citizens downtown last year, and we were just starting to weed along Division Street, where all those gardens are along the street there. Mm-hmm. And she was helping pull thistle, and I very much appreciate that. But yes. I would like it if you'd let us know, just so I can come and clean up, you know, if you need help with mm-hmm. anything. And mm-hmm. we'd be happy to help with, you know, I only have a small crew, but we try to get to everything as fast as we can. But mm-hmm. But please contact us if you want to help out at all. So.
And the Adopt a Park program, is that, do individuals adopt a park? Is it groups, maybe church groups in the area, maybe, you know, parents and teachers or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a little of everything. Sometimes it's just families that want to help out and neighborhood groups, but it could be church groups, clubs. Yeah, so there's, I think, a variety of people that help out. So.
All right. Yeah. Anything else we should know about horticulture in Northfield, Shelley?
There's always something to do. So. Okay. But if you notice something that we're missing that you think needs attention, please, again, reach out and contact the Streets and Parks Department, and we will get to it as soon as we can. So,
all right. Yeah. Rhonda, anything else you'd like to add?
I just really appreciate those that are dedicated to taking care of our city in this way. It's one of the first ways that we have to make an impression on people as they're coming and visiting our community, and we want our community to be well taken care of so that when families want to go out and play in the park, right, that they're not necessarily stepping on thistles, right? I mean, you can't have a water fight with bare feet in parkland that's full of thistles, you know, or buckthorn. I mean, there's just so much work that really goes into caring for the land, and just really appreciate the emphasis on ensuring that we're doing a good job at it. And it's never ending. The weeds always come back, you know, multiple times throughout the summer. So it's just always an ongoing task to be able to keep the weeds down so that you can see the beauty of the plants. And that's why we have them. So it's just really great to see that focus on that, a renewed focus, and just encourage people that if there's a park in your neighborhood and you want to adopt it and make it better for the whole area, yeah, just encourage you to, as Shelley said, reach out to the Streets and Parks Department. It's just a wonderful way to give back.
Well, thank you, too, for coming on today. It's much appreciated. Best of luck to you, Shelley, as you make it into another growing season. It's not too far off, Mayor. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with city horticulturist Shelley Evanson. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Rich standing by with news. Our Tim standing by. News with a side of sports. We have state news next.